5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us. January 15, 2021. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, broadcasting live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida. Chilly, chilly weather coming amongst us here. But today, it's TGIF Friday, bitch. It's all football Friday, all sports Friday. And there's a lot on the docket today. A lot of movement in the NFL as far as NFL coaches go. We're on the eve of divisional playoff games in the NFL. Yesterday, we went 2-0 in basketball. Started off the Schneid really good in basketball. Gave you the lock and the under in the Rangers-Islander game. But and then we dropped a 2 in a row in hockey. So we went 2-0 in the NBA, 1-2 in hockey. We're 3-3 for the season. New slate 2021, episode 3 of season 3. 33, baby, is the number. I've been checking the lotto. So something about the lotto being off the chain. It's almost between all three games in the Florida lotto here. This is about $1 billion up for grabs there. So make sure everybody goes out and gets your lotto tickets. Today, I mean, we normally broadcast live Monday through Friday here, Monday through Thursday, which we call Little Friday. It's basically top of the hour. It's a one-hour show, so the first 30 minutes is all top news, breaking news. We bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line, considering that we're broadcasting from here, and it is an SRQ talk show, but we don't we don't have a blind eye to national news and stuff like that. We want to keep the people in the know is the goal here in the SRQ talk show. Today's show sponsored to you by servethesuncoast.com. They're a process service company, and you ask, you know, what is the service of process? It's the delivery of legal documents such as summons, complaints, subpoenas, in order to show cause, writs, or notice to quit the premises. It's definitely required before legal action may proceed into courts. There are two types of service of process, enforceable and non-enforceable. And if you have anything that you're going to serve that needs to be served, whether you're all the way out there in Washington, Seattle, Washington, which my numbers are absolutely off the chain. Yesterday, they went off the Dizzo, about 500 downloads just from that area alone. So we're amping it up. People are tuning in, and I do appreciate that. And good afternoon to my 63% of the female gender that tunes in to the SRQ talk show. And why wouldn't they? They're bored with everybody else, man. This is just a quiet entertainment while you're in traffic, and especially if you're in a big city. And we got 15 cities in Florida. But guess what, Florida? The state of Washington, for some reason, is amped up. They're 1% away from taking the title of the most listened audience that the SRQ talk show. And of course, we consist of 13 countries as well. We're in season 3. We got 37 episodes in season 1. Season 2 consisted of 27. And if you need to archive the shows, you can find us at our website at www.srqtalk.com. You can also have there's a cool feature there as well that you can leave us a 60-second voicemail. And if you're any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous and put it on the air. You have no issues finding the show, but we do broadcast from Anchor. You can go to the Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, MLA, goes on and on. Truth of the matter is that you can go to any search engine and put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to be right there. If not number one, I'm going to dominate the whole page. So go ahead and if you need to, somebody, especially these days with quarantine and all that, divorces are up. The eviction, I'm telling you, go pay your rent. Don't get caught up, because once they lift that, because there are homeowners, regular people that just have that as an income. And if you're not paying them, man, they need to be paid. If you have anybody that you need to be evicted, not that we're promoting people to get kicked out of their houses, but you got to pay your rent, man. Lock it up. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Sponsor the show, servethesuncoast.com. Go over there and they'll take care and they'll deliver your legal document to who you needed delivered to, and they'll give you three attempts at three different times and days. servethesuncoast.com. Lock it up. We thank them for sponsoring today's All Football Friday. But it's really a sports forum. And the reason we do that Monday through Thursday, I mean, you know, just the absolute dreck that's out there in the news, man. We need a break. We use sports to escape the reality. Sports brings people together. It always has. It always will. It's just an escape from the damn vomit that's out there. And all this fake news and the election and the inauguration and all that, we're sick of it. Impeachment, all that. Let the man go in peace. You know, swearing Biden on the 20th. And it's a long weekend, too. How about that? Martin Luther King Day on Monday, baby. Well, we don't take a day off because we keep it amped up. We're going to be broadcasting on Monday. So if you're driving around, not doing anything, bored at home, sick of the people you're with, go ahead and put on your headset, baby, and lock it into your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. All right, so today we're going all sports, man. There's a lot of action as far as the coaching. I see that the Jets just locked up the defensive coordinator defensive coordinator now. Jets make a splash by leading Saleh. And of course, ESPN and all these people, they all want to make it about race, man. They always want to put you in a little category there. Okay, so I'm going to tell you, just so you're in the know, Robert Saleh is from the Muslim community. Lock it up. We got the Middle Eastern community tuning in. We got Turkey amped up tuning into your boy Roy there. So we're international here. Robert Saleh, and he spells it S-A-L-E-H. You would think it's Saleh, but it's Saleh. And he is amped up, and that's why the Jets got him. He was definitely high on the coaching ladder there. The New York Jets have hired San Francisco defensive coordinator Robert Saleh as their next head coach, and the team announced on Thursday there. And yeah, goodbye to Adam Case. That damn, yeah, I don't. Adam Case will probably get an assistant job. One of his buddies will get one, but that guy was horrible. Horrible with the Dolphins. Horrible with the. I guess his claim to fame was what? Peyton Manning over there in the Broncos when he was over there. Give me a break, man. The most surprising thing about Saleh's hire might be to happen this year rather than in 2020. They should have had him instead of Gase, but the 49ers weren't ready to give him up. And he's loved everywhere he goes. He's been in Houston. He's been around the league for a little bit while, jumping around. He is the first Muslim head coach. Let me see. He was one of the coaches for the Cleveland Browns, but he was supposed to be the head coach for the Cleveland Browns, but he ended up staying with the Niners. One of the most difficult jobs in the league awaited him as the Niners' defensive coordinator there. You know, they were injury riddled and all that, but anyway, there you go, man. Keeping you in the know, Robert Saleh just hired by the Jets, and being that I'm a Dolphin fan, I'm gonna have to face this guy twice. And you knew about yesterday, Urban Meyer, ex-Ohio State, ex-Gator coach. Okay, he finally, and this is a job that this guy should have taken 5 years ago. Okay, he finally, the Mac Daddy owner for your Jacksonville damn Jaguars that are, it can't hurt anything. Urban Meyer. When he was here with the Gators, he had success. The longtime college head coach is leaving his job as a Fox analyst, which he was bored as hell with, and agreed to become the next coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars made it official on Thursday evening. Meyer has won three national titles as college head coach and went 187-32 over 17 seasons with four different head college teams there. Mile will join the Jaguars, who have emerged in this coaching cycle as one of the most attracting NFL openings. Yeah, because they got a lot of potential over there. The Jacksonville Jaguars, man. We broadcast live from Florida, even though Washington's right on the tips. Florida has been the most audience at the SRQ talk show, and it would be great to have three good teams in Florida. I mean, Tampa Bay's on the brinks of maybe possibly going to the Super Bowl, and we'll touch base on that because it's an all-football Friday here with your boy Roy. And that's all we're going to talk is sports. My point is that we need an escape, man, and I can't be giving you this damn disappointing news about COVID and about the vaccines and all that. We're damn over it, man. Just get it together. It's a new beginning now with Biden, man. Socialism. That's it. We're embracing it. Where's my check? Make sure you dot all the I's and cross the T's there. Make sure my check gets in here. Or just direct deposit it. You have me on file there. Log it up. From the last one you sent. We know you got my account, so just go ahead, man. I want to get up one morning and see $2,000 in there, Biden. That's what you said. But anyway, it's an all-football Friday, and we're not going to get routed a different way here. Like I said, let me see some scores. Let's go over some scores yesterday since we had action on most of the games that were played. It's so much nice to have the divisional players in the NFL. You got the NBA, which I had to, you know, get over my boycott of them. They went back to the regular jerseys. They don't have every commercial talking about the protest. They're not bringing their news. They're doing it a little bit in their own little funny way, but it's not in my face. So I can tolerate the games now. What I can't tolerate is the play. These guys, man, they're mailing it in. I mean, starting with their superstars in the NBA like Kyrie Irving. What is wrong with that guy? I mean, that's a little weird, man. Kyrie is acting, and now he got fined 50 G's for not following the COVID-19 protocol that the league has in place. He's going to parties. Is this guy doing a damn Johnny Manziel on us here, man? Honestly, Kyrie, Durant, pull him aside. You know, go out to dinner with the beard, man. Let him know. Let's see what's going on. Kyrie, man, come back to us, brother. This guy is lost. A friend, reach out to him, man. Do something. Jesus. So let's see some of the scores here from yesterday. Let's start with the NBA where we went 2-0. How about that? Starting off on the right foot in 2021, going 2-0 in the NBA yesterday. And they came in easier than I thought, honestly, man. Let me see. We had the Denver, but let's go all the scores because we thought this was bad. And if you remember when we were advertising the Philadelphia 76ers were playing the Heat. The Heat were a 11 points. Some had it at 10.5 dog. It opened at, and I told you that we don't do too much research here. We just go right off the cuff. And we knew something suspicious was in that line because the 76ers are not a 10.5 point better team than the Heat unless some of the Heat superstars are missing. And sure as hell, Butler was missing. So that was the key to that. We only found that out at the end of the broadcast because we only do a 1 hour show and usually it's broken up in 30 minutes. We got to amp it up as usual. And I got one foot in the door, one out, man. I'm glad it's Friday, baby. It's January 15, 2021. Things are good. Like I said, here in Paradise, where we're broadcasting live, it is a little chilly for us. 60 degrees is pretty, I know that my people in Ohio and Michigan, yeah, they're like, yeah, up yours, man. Try 19 degrees or 7 degrees, you know. I get it, man. But 60 degrees for us wusses here in Florida, man, that's cold. Then you throw in the wind. It might get down to the 48, 45s this weekend, baby. Bundle up. Have a nice hot chick to bundle up with, man, and enjoy life, man. It'll pass you by. It really will. But anyway, the Heat, they didn't cover. There you go. The Sixers covered the 10.5, believe it or not. 125, 108. Man, that is weird. But without Butler, it goes to show you that the Heat are garbage without Butler. So keep him around. It was the Raptors over the Hornets, 111, 108. I think, let me see, the game T-Dells. I know, what's his name, hit a game winner there at the buzzer. Was it Kyle Lowry? 111, 108. He's a true Toronto Raptor. And they're playing the games in Tampa, by the way. There you go, Tampa. Too bad you can't go and watch. You know, I think teams are going to start lightening up on that a little bit and start allowing some kind of fans at these games. I mean, and why wouldn't they? They're losing a bundle. It was the Rockets, the newly formed Oladipo Rockets, 109-105 of the Spurs, and they were a 7-point dog there. So how about that, man? The Houston Rockets without the beard coming up against the Spurs, 109-105, and they were a 7-point dog. And this is the one we gave you, baby. My new favorite team, the Denver Nuggets. They go to 6-6 now with a 114-104 win over the Warriors. And honestly, the Warriors, you know, they're just not the same, man. They're not. They're not Mac. They're not. I mean, I can't believe Durant makes such a difference in that team. And of course he would, right? He should go back to the Warriors, man. That Brooklyn team's gonna, that's gonna be chaos over there, man. Absolutely. Yeah, that's cuckoo stuff over there with Kyrie Irving and Brooklyn and all that, man. But anyway, the Warriors go down there, and we laid the 5.5, even though the line closed at 4.5. We kind of got ripped off a point there, and it does make a huge difference in basketball. Let's go ahead and keep our eye on the time here because we're almost up against the clock all the time, and no different this time. Half the first top of the hour here is over because, you know, time flies with your boy Roy, man. What can I tell you? You can't get enough. The numbers are damn off the chain, man. I can't believe the state of Washington, man. That's got me wondering, man. And it's all Seattle, baby. It's all that Emerald City, man. They're macked out on your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. And another one within Florida, damn Orlando. Touched a nerve or something, man. Orlando can't shut me off over there, man. They're loving life over there, man. I mean, skyrocketing numbers. Remember Fort Myers was the king of the mountain? And there still remain to be. Fort Myers is number two, but man, Orlando's just taking off on them, man. It's almost 40% of my crowd in Florida, 38% to be exact, comes out of the beautiful city of Orlando that I would never, ever live there, okay? You have too much traffic, plus you got Disney World. I don't want Disney World to get ruined for me, man. Just like I would never go live in Vegas. It would just ruin it for me because I love going to Vegas. All the places that people like go on vacation and then they get some timeshare and they're going to go there every day, that's fine. Some people like to move to their vacation spot. Not me. I mean, I moved here to Paradise here in Sarasota, but I had never come here on vacation. You know, that I just, you know, just the Lord just brought me here. I just gravitated here. You know, it's all written for you, baby. Lock it up. Don't fight it, man. Just enjoy life. It'll pass you by. But anyway, y'all, let's amp it up here. But even though we have a whole hour of a sports show, how more relaxing is this? Much more relaxing than me having to, you know, ramble and get through all the news and all the top stories and then flip it back and try to get everything in sports. But man, I'll tell you what, this Muslim coach for the Jets just got the defensive coordinator ex of the Niners, Robert Saleh. This guy is damn amped up, man. I'll tell you what, I'm jealous. I'm a little jelly. This guy's gonna be some damage, man. This guy's amped up. He's like the kind of guy you want to play for. You want to make proud. For some reason, some guys just have it, man. They have that charisma, and he's one of them. And he's amped up, and he's no nonsense. High energy, baby. Just like the SRQ Talk Show here with your boy Roy, man. High energy, amped up, and that's Robert Saleh. And I'm kind of jealous, man. I am. I'm happy with my coach of the Dolphins. 10 wins for the Dolphins. I mean, we'll take it, baby. We've had worse seasons. At least we got some promise. And what the hell's up with Watson, man? All rumors. Where's the Deshaun Watson, baby? Come on, Deshaun. Come down already. Stop fighting it. We got no federal income tax there, baby. Come on down. Taxes are cheaper than in Texas. I don't know. That's my ignorance. I have no idea what the taxes are in Texas. Even though everything's big in Texas, including your boys' numbers, they're number four there behind Ohio. Top three there. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be a flip on the number one. They are coming for you, Florida. Washington is coming strong. They're only 1% away from taking the top listening audience in the whole world here, according to our podcast, Our World. But anyway, man, let's go over some of the scores here. Is that what we were doing? Yeah, we were. That's what we were doing. So we got the Nuggets there. That was our first win for 2021, baby. My new favorite team, the Denver Nuggets. That was ballsy to give Seth Curry there 5.5 points like we did. We did. We prevailed. And what did I tell you? The damn Indianapolis Pacers, baby. I knew the Trailblazers had too many wins. That team's tired. Trailblazers need a break. They got blown out at home, 111-87, and they were a three-point dog. We love the Pacers there. All right, let's pedal to the metal here. Let's give you a lock today in basketball, and then we'll go over – and of course, you know, we got internet issues, man. I'm going to, you know, I was bitching about Comcast and all that and Xfinity. And I'll tell you what, they're really good. Really good. Give me a minute here. Yeah, you know, we don't edit the show here. You would think I'm going to erase this. No, we don't edit the show. This is about as real as you're going to get, man. And let's give me a minute here as I upload here, because my internet, it just keeps falling. I don't even think it's got anything to do with the internet provider. I just think I'm in we need the studio. We need the studio to be amped up, you know, and we've been letting them slack because of the COVID, because of course, you know, everything is COVID. And it's kind of hard to build a studio off of that unless you do it yourself, you know. And I do enough around here. I have my own life to deal with. I got this show to do. So I can't be building any studio. I need someone to come in and just, you know, lock it up for me, man. Like Robert Saleh is going to do for the Jets. And, yeah, all right. So we're back in action here, man. Let's see here. We got today at 7:30. We got the Knicks and the Cavaliers. The Knicks are favorite 2 and 197. I kind of like the Knicks there, but I also think that they're nobody to be favorite, especially Cleveland's at home there. They're both 5 and 7, and they're both, I mean, let's face it, they're both garbage. But the Knicks got a little bit of potential there. I don't know the kid's name, but and I should, but I just don't do as much research on the show because I don't get paid enough here. But I kind of like the Knicks there, but let's see what else we got. And then we got where my number one audience is, and we got the damn Orlando Magic. And you know how I feel about the Magic. Yeah, they're horrible too, but they are 6-5. They go up against the Celtics, and the Celtics are only 2.5-point favorite. That seems almost too good to be true. There's something happening there. Are the Magic going to damn upset the Celtics? Huh. Because you got to read the line there. And it keeps going down, actually, because it started at 3.5, the Celtics. Why wouldn't the Celtics be like an 8-point favorite at home against the Magic? There's something going on there. I don't trust the Magic. But you know what? Just for the love of Orlando being the number one audience now, taking over the King of the Mountain, that was Fort Myers. I have more audience in Orlando than in any other part of the world, because I have 13 countries that listen to me other than the United States. So I'll tell you what, man, I'm going Orlando. I'm grabbing the 2.5, going out on the limb, trying to do things different here. We're not going to have the results until Monday. But guess what? We're 3-3. We're exactly at 50% now. We need to get over 55%, because I tell you, in the gambling circle, in the world of gambling, it's socially acceptable max status when you're over 55%. We're at 50%. We're going to roll the dice. And for the love of damn Orlando, we're going to Magic. We're going to root for them. And I'm going to have my popcorn possibly on that after I see a beautiful sunset here on Siesta Key, baby. So that's our first lock of the day. We're going to get +2.5 in the Magic for the love of Orlando there, because they're the number one audience that I have. Just for that, we'll give them a payback and we'll root for their team. I'll put my old school Penny Hardaway jersey on, baby. All right, so we got, this is a good one, the Bucks against the Mavericks. The Bucks are 7.5 against Luka. You got to be kidding me, baby. We're going Luka all day. I'm gobbling the 7.5. The Bucks can't cover. They couldn't even cover against it. They were our damn first loss against those putrid Detroit Pistons. They couldn't cover the 10. They beat them by 9, but not good in our book. I'm grabbing 7.5 and Luka, baby. There we go. We're going Magic. We're going Luka getting 7.5, and we got Bulls Thunder. Yeah, we're going to skip this garbage. Even though the Thunder is a half a point favorite, just for the love of Michael Jordan, we should go with the Bulls, but we won't. We're going to pass on that one. We got the Grizzlies and Timberwolves. Timberwolves are 1.5, 224. You know what? Garbage game. We're moving on. We got the Hawks and my new favorite team, the Utah Jazz. Jazz are favorite 6. Isn't that kid in the Hawks that hits three-pointers like crazy, man? I don't know. I don't like Utah getting too cocky and laying 6. You know what? I'm taking my chances with the Hawks, baby. They're 5-5. For the love of the ATL and the Georgia Peaches that tune into my show, we're going Atlanta Hawks +6. Hey, you know what? We're going to write these down, man. Yep. Let me start. Let me write these down because I'm going to forget, man. I'm a burnout. I'm going to forget these things. So here we go. I'm busting out the pen. We got the Hawks +6. And what else did we say? That we're all over the Mavericks. The Mavs getting 7.5. That line is fat as hell with Milwaukee. And then for the love of Orlando, we're going to take the Magic +2.5. So that's already 3 games. And why not? It's an all football Friday, all sports Friday here on the SRQ Talk Show. We like to call it the SRQ Sports Show. How about that? So we're going to take this kid. I wish I knew these kids' names. It's just I'm a burnout. I can't. Let me just see if I click on this real quick. They're not going to give me any rosters here. But anyway, Hawks +6 over the Jazz tonight. And the Jazz being my favorite team, I'm going to be hurt if they blow out the Hawks, though, let me tell you. But I think they're going to win, but they won't win by 6. And then we got the Pelicans against the Lakers. This is a disaster ready to happen, man. Is Zion playing? Damn it. This kid, I mean, I tuned in the other day. I couldn't say Zion, man. I wanted to see the kid ball play. Pelicans against the Lakers. Man, the Lakers are favorite 10. That seems a little fat too. But you know what, man? We're gonna move on from this one, man. Yeah, we're gonna give that one a throw up button. That's making me sick and dizzy. It's just too much of a spread. I don't like to take either the favorite or the underdog on a big even though it's with points here. The Pelicans are gonna get blown out. I'm just a LeBron hater. So I mean the Lakers are 10-3. They're gonna blow these people out, but they might not. They might win by 7 and make it a close game, keep the viewers in. So that's what scares me there. And then we got the Clippers against the Kings. This is a yawn fest too, man. Let me see. The Clippers, and I don't like the game. The Clippers are favorite 7. I don't think, you know, a lot of games got postponed too. We got the Wizards and Pistons. That's enough right there. We got 3 games for you, man, today. Let's review here as I check my time. Yep. Oh, we better get out of here. You see, they're about to kick us out of here, guys. So we have, we're going to go with the Magic +2.5 against the Celtics. We got the Mavericks +7.5 against the Bucks. And we're taking the Jazz +6 against the we're taking the Hawks +6 against the Jazz. Thank you for tuning in for the first hour. It's all sports, man, and we're going to do the NFL next. So stay with me. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Okay, welcome back. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk Show on an all-football Friday, all-sports Friday, amped up. Beautiful weather here, ready for the long weekend with the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday on Monday. Don't forget that. Most people are still celebrating that these days. And me? No, I'll be broadcasting it, and I love Monday. So we definitely want you to tune in there. We like to thank our sponsor, ServeTheSuncoast.com. They're a process service company that will serve your legal papers to whoever you're suing, whoever you're evicting, whoever you're divorcing, subpoenas, any of that legal stuff. It can't start until the person gets served, and ServeTheSuncoast.com will do that for you. They only operate in 3 counties here in Florida. That's Sarasota County, Manatee County, and DeSoto County. Hit them up if you need someone served. They're amped up like the show here. ServeTheSuncoast.com. Thank you for sponsoring the first and second bottom hour of the SRQ Talk Show. We like to call it the SRQ Sports Show here on Fridays because that's what we're talking, man. We need a relief from all the damn pandemic life and the COVID and impeachment talk and the inauguration and CNN and all the fake news out there. We need a break, man. And the way the SRQ Talk Show does it, we do it through sports, okay? You may do it through music. You could do it through many ways. And I'm not saying that those ways are bad, but we do it through sports. We're loving the fact that the damn NHL started 2 days ago. Even though we only went 1-2 in the NHL yesterday, now we are 3-3 for the new slated 2021 season. Last year, we finished at 56-57%. So not really too much, but at least socially acceptable in the gambling circle, which it's over 55. Anytime you can do that. And our sample size was definitely over 100 games. But now we're only 6 games deep. We're 3-3. We fell right off the bat there on our first 2021 pick where the Bucks just didn't come through against the Detroit. But we're over it now. We're moving on. We got the divisional playoffs in the NFL earlier in the top of the hour. We went through all the coaching carousel that's happening in the NFL. And we were telling you how jealous we are that the first Muslim head coach, which they want to deem him. I'm not categorizing this guy. I don't care where he's from and what his religion is, okay? But Robert Saleh, great hire by the New York Jets, and I'm jealous, man. We got another Dolphins got to face this guy twice. He's amped up, high energy. All his players love him from even in the past. He's been around the NFL assistant coaches up and down. He's been everywhere. He was supposed to be the Cleveland Browns head coach last year, but the Niners wouldn't cut him loose. But this year, he's amped up, man, and he's got the Jets job. We told you about what's his name going to the damn Jaguars. He should have taken that job 5 years ago. What's his name? Damn it. I wish I was better prepared. You know, I need notes on some of these things, man. The coaching carousel is crazy. Let me see. NFL. And I want to tell you about Smith being offered. I think he got the Atlanta Falcon job as well. So let's see if we can amp it up here with some Urban Meyer, man. Log it up, man. 3-time NCAA championship coach. He's got a wonderful record. Urban Meyer, he had great success here with your Florida Gators. He went to Ohio State, had success. So he was a Fox analyst, man, bored out of his mind, man. He doesn't know what to do. These guys are coaches, man. You know, that's what they need to do is coach. Very rare that you're going to fulfill your need there, your ego, behind a desk where there's other people and 1,000 other analysts. 1,000 other head coaches, ex-generals, all these people behind the desk there. Urban Meyer is a football coach. Urban Meyer is going to do wonderful for your damn Jacksonville Jaguars that are horrible. That, you know, you can only have improvement. That what's that owner's name? Shaka Khan or whatever? Yeah, I don't know what the hell his name is, man, but he hired this guy should have been here, Urban Meyer, 5 years ago. There you go. Jaguars got it. We went over that in the first top of the hour. And we kind of teased it on our first episode of season 3. This is season 3, episode 3. And I told you, January 15, 2021, we got 1 foot in the door and 1 out, man. It's Friday. I'm ready for the long weekend, ready to relax, enjoy life, man. And I recommend you do the same and watch the sports. We got the divisional playoffs with the NFL. We kind of gave you our locks there. Let's go over them again. We have at 4:35 on Fox on Saturday, baby. We got the – is this on Saturday? Yeah, tomorrow, baby, at 4:35 p.m. The NFL divisional playoffs begin when your Los Angeles Rams go visit the frozen tundra, baby. That's right. It's going to be colder than hell over there, and it's all about Aaron Rodgers, man. And Aaron Rodgers all day, every day. Twice on Sundays. This is a Green Bay Packer team that can actually win it all, okay? They finished the season 13-3. the Rams. Actually, the Dolphins beat the hell out of the Rams. The Rams went 11-6, and I don't even know how they did it, man. Honestly, I really don't. I really don't, because this Jared Goff is an absolute vomit, man. You know, he's got a cannon for an arm, man, but he's coming off of some finger injury. The other kid that never played in the NFL seems to be better, runs the offense better. They do have Cam Akers that amps it up. And, of course, they're all about their damn defense. Donaldson's a damn beast, man, but he's got some rib problems. Not that that should hold you. They'll have him pumped up, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be too much of Aaron Rodgers. He's loaded there, man. They're a 6.5-point favorite. And guess what? Your boy Roy's laying it all day. Don't like the Rams team. They can't keep up with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to score over 30 on them. They might score 17, the Rams, but they ain't scoring the 35 your boy Aaron Rodgers is. That's how the SRQ, that's a lock of the day right there. So that's part of our, we gave you three picks in the NBA. Let's go over those real quick. Even though we have, that was the top of the hour. We gave you the Atlanta Hawks +6. We went with the Mavericks +7.5. And we went with the Orlando Magic +2.5. It's an all dog Friday here in the NBA. We went 2-0 in the NBA yesterday. We went 1-2 in hockey, and we didn't give you any hockey scores locked, but we might do that as well. Let's see how we do on this half hour. Let's check the time real quick, because your time flies when we're already 7 minutes in on a half hour. We got about 20 minutes left here, so let's amp it up. Let's try to get all the picks in. Let's see here. So the Rams, so we're going Packers laying the 6.5 to the Rams defense there. And then this one is the my favorite game that I can't wait to watch. Okay, you would think it's the Browns and the Chiefs, right? Negative, baby. It's the damn Ravens and the Bills, and I love this game. In fact, I want to be on record. Not only do the Ravens win this game outright, the Ravens go on to represent the damn AFC in the Super Bowl. How do you like that? How do you like that? That's over the Browns, over the Chiefs, and over the Bills. What a tough road. But the Ravens, something about it, man. It's something about Jackson. I'm loving that kid. Lamar Jackson's the real deal, my friend. And they got a pretty good running game with DK Dobbins there. And, you know, their wide receivers, remember, they got the damn X Factor now on that team. They're pretty amped up. They got some wide receivers. They got some defense. I love me some Ravens. They're a great organization. They're Harbaugh, Mac Daddy coach too. They went 12-5. The Bills are 14-3. And don't get me wrong, the Bills are the hottest team right now in all of football. How can you possibly go against the Buffalo Bills and their damn mafia out there? Lock it up. Breaking tables, baby. But I think the buck stops here. We've seen this movie with the Bills. I think it's too much. The Ravens were supposed to win it last year, and they choked in the playoffs. They ain't giving this one up. They're giving me 2.5 points. And guess what? Your boy Roy's taking the Ravens all day and taking the 2.5 points they're gifting me. But I'm telling you, this game is outright. You do what you want. You can bet against me. I'm only 50%. I'm 3-3 in the young season here. And then we got the damn Brownies, huh? The Cleveland Browns coming in off of their first playoff victory in forever, okay? Beating the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. And now the Browns advance. And your prize, you get damn my homeboy over there in Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champions that went 14-2 this year. And the Browns are 12-5. And the Chiefs are laying 10? I don't like it, man. I'm going Brownies all day, gobbling the double digits. I think the Chiefs will win. The Browns party is over. But they ain't winning by 10, baby. I'm grabbing the 10 double digits. Browns, I love Kareem Hunt going back to KC and making them pay. And if the Brownies win it outright, which I sincerely doubt it, that my homeboy will lose at home in the first round coming off a bye. But, man, the Brownies are damn amped up too, man. They looked great against Pittsburgh. A lot of things fell their way, obviously. The defense, it's a little suspect, that little defense. But they got some guys coming back from COVID. The coach will be back. They're maxed out, man. Kareem Hunt, Chubbs, and then the quarterback is releasing the ball under 3 seconds. Jarvis Landry, too much, too many points. I'll take the 10. Win or lose, don't care. I'm not a Brownies fan, but I'm a fan of my money, and I'm grabbing the 10 points. I'm going to feel more comfortable having the 10 than not having the 10. And then it's their damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay, where my numbers in Tampa out the door. But in St. Pete, they are off the chain, my numbers. The Buccaneers and Tommy, baby. And you know how we feel about this one. It's very hard for a team to beat a team three times in 1 year. The Saints have already smacked up the Bucs twice, including the first game of the year of this year. And Tom has this one circled, baby. They don't call it Tampa Bay for nothing. Okay, Brady comes back. He beats Breeze. That looked horrible the other last week. They only scored 21 against the Bears. Even though the Bears are maxed out on defense, man, it's tough, the Bears. They'll make anybody look bad. But Breeze was showing his shortness. He's showing his age. Tom had this one circled. They're giving me 3 points, and Tom Brady, I'll take it all day, every day. Buccaneers there. So there we go. That's our four locks. That's for Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, we're taking the Packers, laying 6.5 against the Rams. Then we're taking my Super Bowl pick, the Baltimore Ravens, plus 2.5 against the Bills Mafia. And then on Sunday, they're going to start your day off at CBS with Tony Romo at 3:05 p.m. They're going to broadcast to you the Cleveland Browns and Kansas City Chiefs. That's one you want to stay home for and watch at home, man. But the Chiefs are laying too much lumber, man. Double digits, 10 to that Browns amped up team. Your boy Roy's a Brownie fan. Yeah, I'll have my old school Jim Brown damn jersey on that day, okay? Or my damn Bernie Kosar from back in the day. Lock it up, Bernie. For the love of Bernie, your boy's going to Browns, grabbing 10 there. And then, of course, I'm not going to be sitting 1 hour south of damn Tampa and go against Tom Brady. Every man wants to be him. Every girl wants to bang him. Tom Brady all day getting 3 against the Saints. Saints can't beat the same team 3 times. It's not going to happen. Unless, no, it's just I don't see it at all happening. So there you go. 4 locks there. We gave you 3 in the NBA. We're going to have a lot of records here. And guess what? Now we're going to NHL. America's damn best sport. Men play this sport, baby. Not little entitled little bitches like they do in the NBA. Or muscle has, man. These are hockey players, man. They no flopping here in hockey, man. All right, so let's give you some hockey. I just wanted to check the time. We're always up against the clock. Give me a I want to hear from you, man. Go ahead and drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or hit us up on voicemail by going to our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button, man. Your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous, man. Just whether it's hate, love, whatever it is, man, your take, your opinion, let me hear it by going to those two avenues there. You can listen to us on Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, anywhere where you want to reach us, anywhere you get your podcast, we're probably there. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Put it in any search engine you want there, and you'll be good there as well. So let's go ahead and give you some hockey, even though I'm a little down, man. Yesterday we went damn, 1-2? 1-2 is kind of disappointing, man. But how about calling that under in the Ranger Islander game? Let's see some scores from yesterday. Let's go over the scores real quick here. Yup, it was the Islanders over the Rangers, 4-0. Over under was 6, and this was one of our only wins in the NHL in 2021. We had this one all day. And then the Capitals beat up on your Buffalo Sabres 6-4. Hope it's not an omen on what's going to happen to the Bills with my Jamal, with Jackson there in the Baltimore Ravens, man. They're looking really good. So it was the Bruins against the Devils. Bruins got their first win. That was their first their season starter there. The Bruins started on the right foot there, beating the Devils 3-2. And then we had the Hurricanes, the Carolina Hurricanes, which was a huge favorite against the damn Red Wings. What happened to the Red Wings, man? I thought they were Mac. Thought that was Hockey Town of America there. They've been down. They haven't been doing much over there, the Red Wings in Detroit. So maybe you can email me and tell me if you're listening to me. I know you're listening to me in damn Dearborn and in Ann Arbor and Michigan. We got Michigan. It's one of our 12 states that we have in the United States here. But they got blanked out. The Red Wings, they got blanked out by the Hurricanes 3-0 there. No wonder they were a high favorite. This is one of the ones that we lost here. We had the Battle of Canada here, the Calgary Flames in the Winnipeg Jets, and the Winnipeg Jets prevailed there 4-3 over the Flames, and that was their opener, too. And then Columbus, Ohio, that can't shut me off, too. The number three state in the whole United States that listens to your boy Roy on SRQ Talk here. Let me see. The Blue Jackets, yeah, man, they went down. Sorry to tell you, Columbus. They went down 3-1 to the Nashville Predators there. And then this is another one, man. We thought the Canucks were Mac Daddy. Apparently not. Edmonton beats them 5-2 and gives us another damn loss in the hockey world. San Jose Sharks went on to beat the Arizona Coyotes 4-3. The Minnesota Wild beat the Kings 4-3 there. The Anaheim Ducks went down to the Golden Knights of damn Vegas. Golden Knights 5-2. We didn't even see this game. I think I was too much in a rush, and we didn't even get these as options to look at it. I just think we just had too many games. I think I had given you 5 games. But now I gave you 4 just in the NFL there. I hope you jotted those down. We certainly did. We'll keep our eye on our record. You know, we take pride of it here on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy. I want everybody to have a nice weekend, man, because honestly, I got 1 foot in, 1 foot out, man. I want to start my weekend. I'm going to have a wonderful weekend here. It's going to be nice and chilly-willy here. Well, are we going to give that? That was the scores. Let's give you the locks. That's how bad I want to get the hell out of here, man. Just tired, man. I'm ready to loosen up the tie and just have a nice cold adult beverage in my hand with a hot chick, and it's going to be chilly willy, and maybe turn on maybe. I'm thinking I'm going to amp it up and watch a little Netflix this weekend, even though I got some family in town, and damn it, man, I feel obligated to go out with them. In fact, I'm going to try to see a nice sunset here before it gets too cold. Get my nephew out there, amped it up. He came driving down with his mother 9 hours from Myrtle Beach to come and see your boy Roy. And the least I can do is go out there and show him a nice little tour on the Siesta Key, the Roy Boy version of a Siesta Key tour. I'll give him that. We'll have a little ice cream at the Olaf, and we'll lock it up, man, in the village. Show him what paradise is, trying to hook him up with a hot chick. You don't really have to sell him, man. That kid's a winner right there. He's looking good. It's not only because of my nephew, because the kid's max status. He's amped up, spent, and tossed down a couple of adult beverages with him. Now that he's 21, he amped it up. He can hang out with his boy Roy, his uncle boy Roy. All right there, man. So the Islanders, we gave you the scores there. Let's see about giving you a lock today on an all-football Friday, Sports Friday here. So we got the Penguins against the Flyers. This is at 7 p.m. This is an old traditional game, man. Pittsburgh against the Flyers. I kind of like it. The over-under is 6 on it. The Penguins are a slight favorite, only at 109. The Flyers are 1-0. Penguins are looking for their first win. They're 0-1. This is a toss-up, man. This is definitely a toss-up. And I want to say I'm going over, man. Something's telling me to go over. I'm going to write this one down. We'll go Pitt, Philly, over 6 NHL. Because, there's a lot of games I'm giving you, man. I got to keep my tally there. No one's going to do it for me. And then we got the Capitals against the Sabres. Sabres went down yesterday. Capitals are amped up, man. They're our favorite 141. But this something tells me the Capitals are 1-0. Sabres are looking for that first win, man. I'm going to stay away from this one. We're going to move on because we got your damn Tampa Bay Lightning playing today. That's right. At 7 p.m. tonight, the Lightning that crushed their first opponent The Lightning are 1-0 against the damn Blackhawks. Remember them in the damn Stanley Cup? Or in the playoffs to the Stanley Cup. I think that's who they... No, yeah, it was the... is that who they beat? They beat the damn Blackhawks. I don't know, man. My short-term memory is horrible. But anyway, the Lightning are a huge favorite at 270, man. That's a lot. But I'm not going to go and have the damn, Tampa people, you know, crying like babies because I went against their little Lightning, okay? The over-under is 6. Almost compels me to go over there, man, but... You know, I got to pick this game. It's a local game. I'm an hour out. You know what? Grab some balls, man. We're going over in the Lightning game at 6. So we're thinking a lot of goals today on hockey night in America here. We're going over 6, the Lightning. And then we got probably America's oldest team, right? The damn Maple Leafs. Love the Toronto Maple Leafs, man. They're old school. Remember the Stasny brothers? Yeah, you guys are going to have to Google that one. Maple Leafs against the Senators of Ottawa there. Maple Leafs are already 1-0, and they're a huge favorite at 221. We are going to pass this game because I'm going to go Maple Leafs, but I don't like picking big favorites like that. And then we got your St. Louis Blues against the Colorado Avalanche. Actually, Colorado is a favorite, 149 there, over under 6. Guess what? We're going over in this one, too. All overs, and they're all 6s. We're going over in the Avalanche Blues game. And there you have it, man. Let me write this down. Don't forget, we don't broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to take a day off, but we're not going to take a day off on Monday. We'll be back on Monday. It's your boy, Roy, man. Don't have a wonderful weekend. Do not act the fool out there and be nice to someone. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.